you know, don't put quotation marks around it because that's not exactly what he said, what the Holy Father said. Dude, if that's not disturbing, I don't know what is. But I will say this. He is right. Don't lose sight of Holy Week. My friend Lenny Jorns, a country music artist and songwriter who lives in Nashville. Lenny used to be a guest on this show from time to time. Has a song out that is titled Steal My Joy. And the song is about, and along comes some big Jack Blank who wants to steal my joy. That's where I draw the line. I ain't gonna play no more. It's the Here's to Me song. You remember that one? I used to play it. All right. Bear in mind, it's Lenny. Then I'll go to Debbie.
Here's to me, kicking your ass. Here's to hitting you in the face with a garbage can. Here's to all the times you pissed me off when I should've took a stand. Here's to popping you in the face with a garbage can. Will I try? I tried to get along. I tried to love my neighbor. I tried to sing my song. Then along comes some big jackass who wants to steal my joy.
Right?
And that's when I draw the line.
I ain't gonna play no more.
Here's to me, kicking your ass.
We just aim this at the devil, right?
Here's to hitting you in the face with a garbage can. Here's to all the time pissed me off when I should've took a stand. Here's to popping you in the face with the garbage can.
All righty. 844-527-8723. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel. I'll reset our lineup. Now, we are only here till 9 a.m. today. So it's an abbreviated live program, but we are loaded for Week T stinking commie for the remainder of the day and for all the rest of the evil bad guys out there. Our chat room is open at MikeChurch.com. Click on the Mike Church Show live chat. I see that, well, now you're down to 14. I said 14 listeners earlier. You were way above 14, but the 7 a.m. flight of the Valkyries, Megong! You could join the chat room. It's free. And there's a lot of good conversation going on there at MikeChurch.com. Click on the Mike Church Show live chat button at the top of the page.
Mama says you should click on that chat button.
All right. To the Dude Maker hotline. For today's movie reviews. He was playing at the Easter weekend theater. From Debbie Does Politics and Debbie Does Movies.com. Miss Debbie Schlussel. Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And happy Good Friday and happy Easter to you and all of the religious listeners who are observing. happy Passover to all of my Jewish listeners and friends.
So is today the Pasch?
It starts tonight.
Okay.
At sundown.
So now, is this when you can't turn on a light switch, can't drive a car and all that, or is that just...
Right.
Or, okay.
Tonight through until nightfall Sunday.
Okay. So from the movie The Big Lebowski, so tonight Shomer Shabbos begins.
Well, it's that and Passover, so double.
Okay. So now Passover is from the book of Exodus, right? This is the from the Egyptian flight, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
Well, hey, I know my Charlton Heston movies. Come on.
That's funny. You know what? By the way, I wanted to say, last year in the fall, I saw this great documentary. It was one of the two best documentaries, in my opinion, of the year. It was called now I can't remember, but it's about Cecil B. DeMille's making of the Ten Commandments, but not the Charlton Heston one. I was not aware of this, but apparently he made, it's called The Lost City of Cecil B. DeMille. That's what it's called. And, Mike, you would love this movie because it was not just about how he made the movie, but basically it starts out that there's these two guys that want to dig up the set because apparently Cecil B. DeMille, you know, it was too expensive. They had this giant set of elaborately made models of the pyramids and the Pharaoh's castle and all of that. And it was just too expensive to take it back and put it somewhere. They were in the middle of the California desert. So what they typically did was destroy sets and bury them. And that was done all over for different films because they didn't want people to either steal the sets for other movies or copy them and so on.
Really?
What?
I never heard this.
Yeah, so these two guys wanted to dig it up. It's in this city in California near the beach on some sand dunes. It's buried under the sand dunes. And they used all kinds of radar detecting equipment and so on to find these different things that were crafted. It's amazing the stuff that was made for the set for the original Ten Commandments, which was made, I believe, in like 1924. And they go through the history of the movie and how Cecil B. DeMille wanted to make it, but he was spending too much money. And the people at the studio got mad at him and so on, and almost didn't get made. And then he fought for it, and it was finally made. But they talked about how he brought all of these people into the desert, all these actors, like thousands of them, and he put them up in the desert in tents and so on. And the part that I think also you would really love is the movie really is the story of big government, because these two guys that are trying to dig this up, they find a third guy that's an expert on finding stuff underground and so on. And he just keeps quitting on them because it's taking so long, and it takes them 30 years of being jerked around by this California city and its environmentalists and big government people to finally get their permit intact and able to do this because they're given a permit, they're told yes, then they're told no, and so on. And this constantly happens, and it takes so long that one of the two guys dies. But it took
my goodness.
Years.